Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They were comfortable laying dirty hits on the New York Giants last night. The entire first half of that game, the Patriots were comfortable laying dirty hits on them. I don't care what anybody says. The only reason why this is a discussion is because that was an over-the-top hit on a player he did not have to hit like that. 99 times out of 100, that's a two-handed shove. That is not a leave your feet and try and destroy the quarterback. That's bull.
It's a lot of crying going on in New York.
Really is. I don't know. I'm pretty surprised. It's like the softest thing in the world to get upset about clean hits in football. It's one thing if you want to have a big tirade about, you know, really dirty hits. Like Vontaze Burfict was a classic example for Cincinnati that just like every other game you're like, oh boy. Or like suspendable hits, right? Like 15 yards in the moment, even suspended.
Who's the guy now? Al Shire or whatever his name is on Houston?
That's like a headhunter. He's taking out a few guys. That's different. Like, I get that. This is the softest thing in the world when you're like, he should have pushed him out of bounds. He didn't need to physically tackle him out of bounds.
Well, I also
he hit him too hard.
Yeah, that's our guy C-Mac on WFAN.
Yep.
So he's Knights on FAN. I guess our other guy, Keith McPherson, out. But so C-Mac is representative of a larger discussion going on in New York. But what I like about that is he's like, well, this wouldn't even be a discussion. It's not.
You're making it one.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you guys are crying about a legal hit.
And my interpretation of what's actually going on is all the Giants fans down there are... They probably deep down want to lash out at Jackson Dart for playing like such a moron.
Yeah, but they're not for some reason.
But that's their hope and their future and what they are believing to be a franchise quarterback. And I think when he's not running around like a chicken with his head cut off, he looks like he can play. So
yeah, he's fun to watch, but part of it is because he's a maniac.
Right, they might have something there. I'm not saying they don't.
Yeah.
But they all want to believe in the future and that he can be the next franchise quarterback in New York. And so instead of lashing out at their crown jewel athlete, they are lashing out at the other team. But it's really Jackson Dart who's playing like a clown.
Yeah, that could be. Because it feels like there's going to be complaints no matter what when it comes to the NFL. Because for so long, it's like, oh, they don't even let him hit anymore. Like, all this is two-hand touch football. And then to hear that be like, was what they want is so bizarre. Because, like, you can't hit the quarterback anymore. I mean, the Giants are a proud franchise that once had Lawrence Taylor on their team.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Lawrence Taylor highlight tape. Now, it's a different game, different league, but just they celebrate Lawrence Taylor. I think he killed Joe Theismann on the field once. He, like, destroyed guys. And so now you're like, I'll admit, this is a perfectly legal hit. Didn't deserve a flag, but it's BS that Christian Ellis smashed Jackson Dart going out of bounds. It's such a weird thing to get upset about.
Well, and I think...
And draw attention to.
We talked about this yesterday, but I think their whole team, it's been like... I'd have to imagine such a large discussion in New York because he was concussed and he was in the concussion protocol and he took a while to come back and he missed a few games and this was his first game back. But I think you could tell it was in his head the way he was running around behind the line of scrimmage. He took off very few times. That was one of the few.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, well, okay, I agree. It's in the whole team's head too. Mm-hmm. Like the way they reacted to Landry hit, quote unquote, hitting him early in the game when he slid under the hit. Like, the way they lost their minds over that. They were ready to fight Landry.
Yeah.
Never mind Christian Ellis for his hit on the sideline.
Oh, I know.
It was so in all of their heads because it's been such a large discussion there, and the fact that Jackson Dart still doesn't get it. Gruden tried to warn him when he came into the league.
Yeah, he did.
He's played like a moron all year long. He comes back from the concussion protocol, and one of the first things he does is get blown up on the sideline, head over heels depleted on the sideline.
I know.
So, I mean,
we should really be celebrating this.
He's never going to get it. Well, we were.
We are. But I'm saying, like, everybody should be celebrating this because the fear is...
Most people across the country are. I think just in New York, they're crying about it.
All right, well, they should also celebrate it because we want football still to be football as close as it can be, and it's less and less than it is, right? Like I mentioned, 80s, 90s, even early 2000s. Even, like, when Tom Brady was in the league early on, you could hit the quarterback a lot worse. Hell, I mean, the whole greatest show on turf and the Colts got sad because how physical the Patriots defenses were. They started to change the rules on them. Like, call me crazy, but when it was kind of daring to go across the middle as a receiver or a tight end, I like that better. I like that because you're like, the safety is going to come up and smoke you. Now, there's a difference between just like a really hard hit by, you know, Steve Atwater versus we've got multiple texters being like, Brandon Merriweather was hard to defend as a Patriot fan because
Ninkovich brought him up this morning. That was one of the asked about dirty players. That was one he brought up. Yeah,
but I'm not saying like let every hit go and like oh just toughen up Buttercup. But when it's a fully legal play, you have to let that
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to be happy that that is still in the game. Otherwise, we are going to get closer and closer to you can't even touch the quarterback.
Text line says, did you guys see what Eli Manning said about fart? I'm assuming that means dart.
Fart?
On the Manning cast.
Oh, that's like a Favre-Dart combo.
Well, it might have been a typo. I'm not sure.
Let me stop you right there. No.
I didn't either.
I didn't see anything Eli Manning said on the Manning cast.
Did either you guys catch that? Was Eli ripping him?
Peyton was.
Oh.
But I didn't see Eli.
Okay, interesting. I'm not a Manning cast guy. I'm not an alt cast guy.
Although you know who they had on.
All due respect to Razor and everybody else over at Nessun, but I'm not an alt cast.
No, give me regular cast.
Yeah, regular cast.
I will watch the regular cast
for sure.
I saw this on Twitter on the Manning cast. Did you see who one of their guests was? Danny DeVito.
Ooh,
yeah.
So him versus Eli.
Danny DeVito.
Eli's trying to take his job. I mean, he's stealing his whole look, and he's trying to take his job with the Jersey Mikes. Yeah.
Oh, that
white beard on DeVito really threw me off.
I didn't see any of this.
He said he had never seen that Young Wei Koo kick in the ground before. Even he had never seen it before.
DeVito?
Yeah.
Wow.
He'd never seen it.
Well, that's good insight.
That's good news.
I love Danny DeVito.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize he was breaking down the game. Yeah. Refresh my memory, Keith.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about this game the other day in Denver when Brady just got the snot knocked out of him in the AFC title game. I think it was 2015.
Mm.
So whatever, January 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He got destroyed in that game. I mean, I'm sure some people were crying about it, but I don't remember like the whole city crying about Denver just teeing off on Brady in that game.
Well,
in fact,
Brady would often cry for 15 yards, but that's more gamesmanship, and that's that. But it's like dirty hit, get these guys out of the league.
I
never did.
I don't really remember it. Now, it did come up from time to time with Bernard Pollard. I mean, that's another name that Ninkovich brought up. So, like, did people want Bernard Pollard thrown out of the league when he took out Brady? Maybe. I do remember some of that.
But that, to me...
Bernard Pollard knocking Stephen Ridley in the next week. I remember some of that with
him.
Well,
Bernard Pollard took a bunch of guys out. Didn't he take Welker out, too? Like, he took a bunch of different guys out. But those are also... And the players themselves will tell you, I'd rather you hit me in the head than take out my knee.
Yep.
hit me in the head. I pass a fake concussion test. I'm back out. Take my knee out. I'm out 10 months. So that to me is like even more dirty. And that's not at all what Ellis did on any of his hits.
No.
None of those were like knee shot. That's way cheaper. And that's like, yeah, I don't like that. They've even made that a flag now. If you do that same hit to Tom Brady now that cost him the 08 season, 15 yards, not that that's any great trade-off, but like that, then it wasn't a penalty, now it is.
It's penalized now. Yeah, I get what you're saying. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get into their goals down the stretch. Mike Vrabel verbalized a pretty high-level goal yesterday, so we'll get into that, along with well, appreciating where the Patriots are at on the bye week compared to a few seasons ago. We'll do that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.